Well, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, the deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Well, we have a hilarious story today where Joe Biden went on CNN and made an absolute fool of himself for about 15 minutes, and the New York Post is actually on top of it. We have the normal fake news, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. These are all Democrat propagandists. They have no problem whatsoever lying and propagating for Democrats. They are all in the bag for the DNC. Yet every once in a while, we get a small sliver of truth. And that happens to be today, as the New York Post actually called out Joe Biden in an article with Biden tells a lie a minute during CNN. So he was on CNN for 15 minutes, and that means that he lied at least 15 times. And they call him out one by one on this, and it is absolutely hilarious, especially with someone like Joe Biden, who is almost never allowed to be in front of a camera anymore. When's the last time you see him do a press conference or speak to the press? He's almost never done. And when they are, they're very careful. They're scripted. They just don't let him say much. And when you look at interviews like this, you can see exactly why. So let's get through this without much delay. So the article goes on. Line number one. I've created over 15 million jobs since I have been president. This is obviously lied. And what they did is they're taking COVID numbers. So COVID was artificially shut down, and then when those jobs came back, he's trying to say he created them. And that is an object lie. He's also going to try to say later on, which is all right now, is that Donald Trump lost more jobs than he created, which is also a bald-faced lie for the same reasons. They're trying to take credit from COVID on both sides, meaning that Joe Biden gets credit for the recovery when all he did is show up to office. And if he had done nothing, if he had done zero, we would have actually had a better recovery than we did. But he screwed it up by printing trillions of dollars and causing massive amounts of inflation that we're facing right now. Lie number two. Other than Herbert Hoover, Donald Trump is the only president that has lost more jobs than he created, which is just what he talked about. They're trying to blame Trump for COVID, just like they try to blame Trump for everything else. Lie number three. Look at what he says he's going to do if he gets elected. Says he's going to do away with Medicare, reducing price of Medicare. There is absolutely no evidence of this whatsoever. There is zero. In fact, Donald Trump has said repeatedly that he has no intention of doing any of that. Yet Joe Biden thinks he can just continue to lie and lie and lie without repercussions because he believes the fake news networks will not stop covering for him. Lie number four. You know we have 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what their average federal tax is? 8.3%. Now that is absolutely nonsense and lie. I mean, that's an object. And sometimes when Biden lies, the lies are, you just wonder why is he even lying? These are easily proven not to be true. The top 1% pays 40% of the federal tax. It's just an easily provably false lie. And there's no other way to say it. I mean, the fact that he thinks he can just say something that stupid and that not be called out for it. Lie number five. We have already turned it around on the economy. Okay. How turned around are things for you? How are your grocery prices since Joe Biden took office? How are your gas Joe Biden taking over office? How much are mortgages costing now? And houses costing now that Joe Biden has taken over as president. Is anything in your life better? Is anything in your life cheaper? Well, maybe if you're an illegal immigrant, but outside of that, everything is more expensive. There's just no other way to say it. I mean, you just see it every day in your life. Every time you have to go to a grocery store or go out to get food or gas or anything else that you need in your life, it's far more expensive now. Lie number six, the polling data has been wrong all along. The thing is, the polling data shows that everybody's upset about Joe Biden on the economy, which is always the number one issue. And even when CNN interviewed him, they tried to push back a little bit, and Joe Biden went to his little, come on, man. Yet, the reality is you all know it and you all feel it. And it doesn't matter how much he tells these ridiculous lies. The real question is anyone actually going to believe him? Lie number 7. There's corporate greed going on out there, and it's got to be dealt with. What's ironic about this is that Joe Biden has caused the increase. So labor costs increased by 4.2% because of all the money he's printed. So everything is more expensive now. Well, guess what happens when everything in the supply chain is more expensive? Prices all across the board go up. It's not that hard to figure out. Yeah, he thinks he can just continue and tell these lies. It's absolutely just ridiculous. Lie number 8. Inflation was 9% when I came in the office. Okay, this is an object lie. Inflation when he came in the office was 1.4%. Where's the 9% coming from? I don't know. Maybe when after he printed trillions of dollars. So he caused this, and now he's trying to say that he didn't because it was there before he was president. When this is, again, this is another one. When the lies are so plainly obvious, that's what really gets me on something like this, is that he's not even telling lies that are hard to debunk. Anyone that pays attention to what's going on in this country, who just casually reads a paper or gets online, knows these are lies, and yet he thinks he can just tell them and that everyone's supposed to believe him because he's Joe Biden, the Democrat. Lie number 9. They have money to spend. It angers them and it angers me that they have spent more. So he's talking about the general public. Basically what he's trying to say is it's your fault his economy is failing because you're not spending more money. Or is it his fault for causing prices to go up so much that people can't afford to go out and buy extra stuff? We have a consumer-based economy. So people buy all their needs, but our economy really thrives when people have extra spending money to go out and do extra stuff. And yet Joe Biden has killed that because when people used to have more money to go out and do things, they now have to spend it on gas and food. But he takes no responsibility whatsoever for the disaster that he caused. Lie number 10. Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. Now, this again is Biden is in a political hard space that he put himself into. Israel is our ally, but he's aligned himself with the pro-Palestinian mob. And so he's essentially failed no matter what he does. And so when he goes after Israel like he just did, an object lie, whereas Israel has gone out of their way not to go after population centers, and we've seen things where the Hamas is hiding behind hospitals and civilians, use them as shields, or they'll report terrorists being blown up as civilians. Joe Biden is painting himself in a corner where there is no win for him. There is none at all. He can't support Israel, and he can't support Palestine. He is just politically screwed, and he done it to himself. Just like Barack Obama says, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. Lie number 11, we're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas. What is he even talking about here? Defeating Hamas is important to Israel's security. Without Hamas being defeated, there is no security for Israel. We just saw what happened on October 7th. If Hamas is not defeated, they go in and they murder civilians. How much of that do you hear in the news or Joe Biden? When Hamas specifically targeted civilians to murder, rape, and take hostage. Lie number 12. It makes no sense, in my view, to engage in thinking in Iraq they have a nuclear weapon. So this is another thing when Joe Biden's being very dishonest about the past. He's referring back to when we invaded Iraq, and now he's trying to say he was against it. But again, this is an easily provable lie because he is on record voting for it. Lie number 13, you can't only love your country when you win. All right, this is absolute nonsense, globalist, elitist, leftist BS. We can love our country and we can put America first. We should. We are Americans. We should put this country first. Just like every other country should put their country first. We should put our own citizens, our own values, our own economy, our own laws ahead of anything else. No president should say anything outside of that. Lie 14. I travel around the world. Other world leaders, you know, they all say, 80% of them, you got to win. My democracy is at stake. And this, again, this is the Democrats' favorite thing. Democracy is at stake. So every time they do something bad or they do something wrong, it's always in the justification of democracy, or in history, we'll remember. Lie 15. Then, so this being Trump, is going to put a 10% tax that's going to increase average American's cost of $1,500 a year. Again, this is an object lie. I don't even know what he's talking about. Maybe the closest thing we can get to is he's talking about a 10% tariff on imported goods, which would help U.S. citizens, would help our own economy and our own manufacturers. And so again, to just kind of beat the dead horse, where Joe Biden, he's so incompetent that this is why they don't let him go on TV. This is why they don't let him go in front of cameras. And this is why they don't let him do press conferences. Because this stuff isn't even hard to disprove. It's very easy. And it's gotten so bad that even CNN, when they were doing a puff piece, they had to push back a little bit. And then New York Post writes this entire article. So let me know your thoughts. We're going to wrap this up. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, share a Conservative First message, and help us spread America First. I am your host, Cash Lauren. We'll see you again tomorrow, and God bless the USA.